It is time to check sports, and that means it's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, you have to give it to the Mets. If not anything, they're resilient anyway.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd win yesterday.
Neither did I. But you know what? You got to give it to them. They're resilient. They came back. Not that they're going to make the playoffs or anything. Maybe, who knows? Maybe they will. But it was a big win to come back and win yesterday.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you can say that.
Because the Nats are playing good. It's not like the Nats are a scrubby team. They're actually playing good. Hey, some of the players on that team have a lot of heart. You know what the big difference was between yesterday's game and the day before?
What was that?
They kept that horrible reliever out there, closer.
Which one?
The one that gave up the winning home run the other night.
What about the guy Seawald who gave up four runs?
Yeah.
So, it wasn't just a one-man destruction the other night. It was a total collapse.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so there they are. And it's interesting. I've been following the Red Sox, who've been playing much better, 7-3 in their last 10 games. But unfortunately, all the teams around them that they have to go over are either 7-3 or 8-2.
Yeah, they're all winning.
Yeah,
they're all winning. So I mean, it's the hole you dug.
Yeah,
I mean they're 5.5 games behind, which doesn't sound like a lot, but what's today, September 5th?
Yeah.
It's late for that.
They've got 140 games played. They've got 22 games left to make up basically six games.
Not happening.
Yeah.
Then they need a total collapse of two teams, not one, to get there. So that's not happening. One team that's playing real well are the Twins. Cleveland caught up to the Twins. They were real close to them, and now you look, and they got a 5.5. It was 6.5. It's 5.5 now. The Twins pulled away, so it looks like the Twins are going to win the Central, and the Indians are thrown into the wild card mix with Oakland and Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Oakland and Tampa Bay and Cleveland all within a half game of one another.
One of those teams aren't going to make it.
Yeah, but anyway, so there's that. And guess what tonight is, Mike?
Yeah, I know. Foosball starts.
That's right. Foosball.
Fool's ball, like Bobby Boucher's mama used to say on The Water Boy.
That's right.
You playing the fool's ball?
You know, as mindless as that picture was,
it was correct.
It was correct and it was funny.
Mm-hmm. You playing the fool's ball?
The devil.
Mm-hmm. That was a funny movie.
Oh, I liked when he said he was going to open up a can of whoop ass.
That was...
There's so many funny lines in that movie.
That was pretty good.
But anyways.
He made a lot of good movies.
They were all the same thing, but you know what? They made you laugh. And now you know what? I don't go to movies to be
instructive. That's what a comedy's supposed to
That's
do.
That's right. I like to watch movies to get away from reality.
Those did. You know what was cool about them? He always hired his friends back.
Absolutely.
You always see the same guys in the movies. It was pretty cool.
All right, so tonight's game is the Chicago Bears against...
The Bears and the Packers.
And it's in Chicago, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's very rare that I'd go against the Packers, but...
Oh, we got to pick these. That's right.
That's
I
right.
forgot.
It's very rare that I go against the Packers, but with the new coaching change and Chicago's at home, I'll take the Bears in this game.
I'm taking Green Bay.
All right.
Who's the other game?
I think there's just one game tonight, isn't there?
No, there's two. Isn't there?
No, there's one tonight.
There's only one? They got away from the two games?
Yeah, one game tonight, Green Bay and Chicago.
My computer froze, so I can't check.
8:20. Then the rest of the games are on Sunday and then Monday.
All right, I'm taking Green Bay. I don't know who the quarterback even is for the Bears, so I'm taking Aaron Rodgers.
Is it DeWitzky or something, his name, something like that? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Anyway, how about what happened in Major League Baseball yesterday?
With what?
A player did something that hasn't been done since the time of Babe Ruth.
What'd he do, pitch and hit?
Not only did the person pitch and hit, I think it's a pitch, hit, and got a home run in the game. Babe Ruth was the last person to do it. Michael Lorenzen.
Never heard of him.
No. He's only the second player in Major League Baseball to ever hit a home run, play center field, and win as a pitcher in the same game since Babe Ruth in 1921.
Wow. What game was that?
I don't know. Whoever Cincinnati played against. St. Louis?
No, they played the Giants yesterday.
Okay, they played the Giants.
Cincinnati played the Phillies.
Yeah. All right, so anyways.
Hey, you know what was a funny stat? Not a funny stat, but an odd stat. You know who's in the top five in ERA in the National League?
Top five?
Yeah, name that you wouldn't expect.
Who?
Sonny Gray.
Oh, yeah, no, he's the ace of the staff.
That's crazy.
He's the ace.
What happened? Did he get invaded by an alien or something when he came to New York?
He just couldn't perform in New York. He just couldn't perform in New York.
Today you got the matchup of the two exiles. You got Jason Vargas, who the Mets got rid of, and he's pitching against Sonny Gray, who the Yankees got rid of.
Yeah, he just couldn't pitch in New York. No,
that's great. I don't understand that.
He's got them. That's why Cincinnati's been on that run that they've been on. He's just been unbelievable for them.
I just don't get it. When you pitch, you shut everything down. You don't hear anything. You're not supposed to, so you could be pitching in Peoria as much as New York, and you just don't read the newspaper. That's all.
Well,
it's more than just Sonny Gray that it happened to too. I just don't understand it. And I hear the pundits this morning talking about the Yankees rotation for the playoffs and the playoff roster, and they want Sabathia on the roster. I just don't get that one, folks.
Well, I can tell you right now, they're
saying if it comes down between Happ and Sabathia, they take Sabathia.
Aaron Boone didn't sound like that at all.
Well, that's crazy if they take him. Yeah. I mean, he could sit in a locker room and cry. I don't care what he does. He's not going to help you in the playoffs.
What you just said,
you never know when he's going to fall apart.
What you just said about here's what Aaron Boone said. Right now, CC's biggest contribution is that the younger players like him, and he's a steadying force in the clubhouse, whether he pitches or not. That's exactly what he said.
That sounds to me like they're going to put him on the roster whether he plays or not. That's what it sounds like to me, because if he's not on the roster, he can't be in a dugout, he can't be in a clubhouse.
All right, well, then maybe he's on the roster, but I don't know whether he's going to pitch.
Can't make him a coach. So that sounds to me like they're going to put him on a roster. And in the playoffs, with the way that they use pitchers like you use Kleenex tissues, you got to have everybody available. So if you have a dead body, that's not going to help you. I don't care if he stands there and beats a drum.
All right. Well, like I said, everybody's got a tough road ahead to beat Houston. The other sleeper is Minnesota, because Minnesota can club the ball like the Yankees, and Minnesota has better pitching right now than the Yankees.
Well, like I said, Houston has to get their players back. Yeah. They don't get their players back, they're in trouble. They got to get Correa and Springer back. Those are two catalysts on the team. They need those two guys. If they don't have those two guys, they'll get beat, pitching or non-pitching, because they need to score runs. Because that's the key with Houston. They have pitching and hitting. If Houston hangs up five or six runs a game, you can almost guarantee they're going to win. Because Cole, Verlander, and Greinke, they're not going to give up a lot of runs in the playoffs. Those are three aces. You got three number one pitchers with Houston. There's not another team in the league that can say that.
Yep, that's absolutely
right. And they're going to go deep. They're not going five or six and then turning over to four guys. They're going deep.
Yeah, no. They're going to the seventh or eighth inning if they can.
Absolutely. They're going eight or nine, yeah. Not seven or eight. They're going eight or nine. If their pitch count is anywhere near 120, they're finishing the game.
All right, anything else in sports?
I can't believe foosball starts tonight.
Yeah. Tonight. And I had a friend of mine, because he's a Red Sox fan, and I've been saying, you know, the Red Sox got to get going. I've been making fun of him a little bit all year long. He said, so do you predict the Giants are going to win eight games this year? And he doesn't know what type of Giant fan I am, because I love the Giants. You know I love the Giants. Mm-hmm. But I'm also realistic. So I sent back to him, all depends. Is it 1 or 2 years you're talking about?
Yeah, what the over-under for the Giants this year is 5, I think.
Yeah,
it's going to be a tough year for you, boy.
What are you going to do, you know? Hey, I'm lucky enough in my lifetime that I've seen, it's been a long time in between seeing, but I see the Yankees, I saw the Rangers, and I saw the Giants win championships. You know what? I'll take that for now. We'll see what happens.
There's not a lot of people. There's quite a few people alive today that have not seen the Rangers win a championship.
Absolutely.
That was
25 years
ago.
Absolutely.
So if you're 25 or younger, you've never seen the Rangers win a championship. And then the gap between that and the other one was 44 years.
Yeah.
So we're catching up to the other one already. We're only 19 years behind.
That's what I'm saying. Being a fan of those teams, I consider myself lucky. I got a little piece of all of them to see a championship.
Imagine that, one championship in 79 years if you're a Ranger fan.
Pretty sad.
That's pretty bad, man. Oof. One championship in 79 years.
Pretty scary.
Yep. Hey, we'll do some racing this weekend. We got Kentucky Downs is open. They got a bunch of stakes. Pays very, very well there. And we'll see how the storm affects Belmont Saturday.
All right. I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.